Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Monday, January 18th, 2021, and this is Voxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday and happy MLK Day. So indeed, we are remembering and honoring the great Dr. Martin Luther King today. What a great work he has done. And what great work we still have yet to do, huh? So the victory is won. And not just for some, for all, for everybody. That's what has to be on our minds and hearts going forward, especially with the things that we have experienced of late. I just really hope and pray we can get ourselves on one accord. I know that's a big hope and that's a big prayer, but you know what? I got that kind of faith. That's the way I pray. How y'all doing? I know many of you are enjoying a day off and maybe decided to attend an event or volunteer somewhere today. Whatever it is you do, be safe out there while you do it, okay? Which brings me right into the topic for today. We're talking about that mean old nasty thing that's going around, COVID-19. Ongoing. Going. Gone. Is it going to go somewhere? Well, that's another prayer I got out there, too. We sure are praying. So my special guest, Sunday Muniz, is back with us today to talk about COVID-19 and a few other health issues and concerns that may be on our minds. Sunday Muniz is an award-winning pharmacist and nutritionist, highly regarded among peers and physicians. I always like saying that about her because it's so true. And it's because of her knowledge, her experience, and her tenure in the health field. She knows what she's talking about, and she brings it like it is, information that is forthright and honest, and most importantly, that brings a means and a method for optimum health. Her concerns are for all of us. She does it so well. Welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. It's always a pleasure to be on the show with you. Thank you so much.
And it's always the truth. What can I say? Well, listen, when we were going into the opening of the show, I was telling you, and I've just started doing that with everybody, just allowing a big window of time. But I know that you're a busy, busy lady, particularly right now. So you can let me know when you need to run, or you can tell me now and we'll kind of gauge it that way. I know that you may have some other things going. We had to change the time of the show today. So what's your thought about that before we start rolling?
Well, I mean, you know, we can, you know, kind of go if we want to do 45, 50 minutes, I can go do that. No problem. So.
Okay. That sounds good. Then we will definitely stick within that window. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Awesome. Well, I heard some good news, and that's that you're expanding. I saw your the name change on Facebook, and tell us about that, because I can remember years and years ago when we first met and first had you on the show back in Milwaukee when I was doing radio show there, and you were as popular as ever then, but you're the one that's growing and going.
You know, you've seen me through many evolutions of my business life, but that's what it is, right? It's growth. Growth is a good thing. You know, you've got to kind of change with the times in positive ways. And so that's what we're kind of, you know, at this point we're attempting to do. So, you know, we have been Nutritional Designs for 19 years and then, you know, years ago, because I am a pharmacist, so we added a pharmacy in, and And I had a pharmacy for, you know, a good chunk of that time. And then about 3 years ago, we sold our pharmacy. So, you know, we've been trying to evolve the nutrition and the wellness and that focus so much and working diligently on some changes where we wanted to see, you know, the business go. And we've now are launching, we're rebranding and moving into a fabulous new spot. So yes, there's a lot going on right now. Our moving is happening in about 2 weeks at this point. And so from now forward, every day is going to be very, very, very busy. But we are actually going from nutritional designs to family strong wellness, a great new look, a great new focus. Just can't wait to really take all things family and just really just start, you know, being there for anybody in any way, shape or form and what their health needs might be. So it's been a fun evolution. We've been working on this for a few years and it's kind of come into fruition. So here we are, ready to launch.
Well, congratulations on
that.
Thank you. That is truly phenomenal. Very excited for you. Do I need to change the link yet, or are you going to wait a couple of weeks before you go to familystrongwellness.com?
Right. Family Strong Wellness, actually even Nutritional Designs will link you over to Family Strong Wellness. We're in the process of kind of doing things in certain sections. So right now we're just moving into our new space, and then we'll be expanding our website, and then we'll be, you know, launching a lot more things, even social media. And into the spring, we need to kind of get into our new space and feel it out a little bit. So, but you'll see us kind of progress and, you know, and take things as, you know, as they kind of come forward. So, but all said and done, really great. We can't, you know, wait to, you know, offer, you know, continue to offer services we've always had, but, even just start to learn how to expand on those. You know, social media has taken things into a very different direction. So, you know, you're trying to stay relevant in the relevant places. And so we're going to try to, and for us, just age-wise, it's a little learning curve, right? It's not, it's a different, you know, there's some just different things that it's, you know, we have to try and grasp. So we'll be, it'll be fun. It'll be an adventure. I, you know, like learning. So that's a good thing.
So. I'm sure it already is quite an adventure. Again, congratulations on that. That's just really, really wonderful. And I'll just give you fair warning that as this COVID-19 continues to loom, I will be requesting your presence on the show.
Absolutely.
Keep us in the loop. And, you know, I've said before and I'll say it again for those who have not heard me say it, that I know that you are a very trusted source for information and for sharing. And I know that there are just, you know, sometimes I don't know where they grab. I think I better not say that because I don't want to insult anybody's profession, but some of the people who are promoting various aspects of COVID. And I say promoting because sometimes it just sounds like that, but it doesn't always hit. I think in the best places in our understanding, and in our ability to process and know exactly really what we should do. So, but I know you're a trusted source, and I know that your guidance is always on point.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't like. Fear doesn't get us anywhere. So I like when you really want to understand what's going on. So I'm all about trying to help you understand and wrap your mind and really, you know, see all sides. And then, you know, when you're armed with the information, then you can make a choice. So
yeah.
So that's kind of my direction always. So,
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that, because that was probably what I wanted to say and couldn't get it out as well. I think it's a hard thing when it's constantly under the undertone is you better be scared, you better do it now, you better
be scared,
you better do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is just, yeah, maybe there should be a feeling of alarm, or, you know, not feeling as if we should rest on this. So I'm not knocking that part of it. But I think that the way things come across, if I were sitting in a doctor's office that was talking to me like that, I know my personality would make me leave. So
mm-hmm,
I would have to have
yeah.
a different type of, I'd have to have a different type of manner to talk to me and persuade me to do certain things. And anyway, let's, I digress. So let's go ahead and talk about COVID. And
sure.
Over the week since I've talked to you, it seems to have gotten wider spread. I'll give you a couple of things I'd like you to respond. Wider spread, a new strain, and they say it's not deadlier, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
I find all that to be very interesting, but, you know, I'm not a doctor, and I'm certainly not you, so I need you to do what we just talked about, is provide some insight and understanding to help us and bring us up to that point. And then I have a few other questions.
Right. So, you know, any virus kind of always does changes. I know in the very beginning when a lot of all this happened, I was kind of taking a little bit, you know, more of a backseat, just be prepared, that type of thing. And, you know, kind of, you know, follow along with a lot of things that were being done, because we understand that things can change. And, you know, I mean, even within a matter of months of it hitting in the United States, we had 30 different evolutions of COVID virus. So, you know,
right now,
that was early on in the beginning, and none of them were deadlier. So that's just what viruses do. They do change and they do evolve. So there is a matter of watching them and see what happens. They're very smart. They only they don't have to, you know, raise their children and go to work every day. And they just want to survive.
Just do what they do.
They just do what they do. So, you know, it's always why. And, you know me, I'm a host. I'm a strengthen the host, strong host. So that, you know, when things decide that they want to do some other type of progression, we're much more better prepared. You know, kind of, you know, with any virus, only kind of time will tell. But I definitely am of, you know, the very strong belief of, you know, getting you, again, as strong as possible, again, being very, very, very important. So, which we've kind of already talked about, and I'm sure we'll add to this, you know, this particular show as well. But it's just why you still want to be smart and still be diligent, right? It's not like you want to. I mean, I want people to live their lives and do those types of things, but I also still want you to be, you know, diligent and realize that there's, you know, still some things that exist, but. That don't live in that fear, just be prepared. So kind of more how where I
go. Was it always around?
Well, the type of virus, the coronavirus, I mean, that's just a family of, you know, viruses. So, I mean, you know, viruses are very, very, very abundant. Same with bacteria. There's thousands and thousands of different organisms that affect the human body. There's only a handful of things that we can actually really test for. So we are a host, period. It's just the human condition. That's why I point out repeatedly is that, you know, every single day you are exposed to infection. Every single day you're making cancerous cells. It's your body's job to deal with those things. So now granted, we are a very, very intermingled, you know, world now, rather than, you know, hundreds of years ago, where if you decide to take a trip to China, you probably were never coming back to your original country of origin because it was a big process. But now we can be there tomorrow. So, you know, so with that has come definitely different exposure to viruses and different exposure to bacteria and things that we just, you know, that we probably wouldn't have seen. There's a lot of controversy over, you know, where and how and where did this come from, and, you know, but again, only time will tell as the story continues to grow. But, you know, either way, it's here, and we just all need to deal with it and figure out a way that works for you that is going to, again, make you as strong as possible to, you know, fight this guy off.
I know that you deal with thousands and thousands of people, too, on the regular, like a doctor would.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of questions are they asking you? You know, we hear, again, in the media, people talking about a couple of different things. One of them is they've either been impacted by it in their family or they've lost a loved one, which is unfortunate. Again, there's that element of, you know, am I next? How do I avoid it? What kind of questions are they coming to you with? Because I know, again, and I mentioned this on the last in the last show that we did in the conversation, that I know that there are people who are skipping past seeing a physician and coming straight to you. What are they asking you and asking you to do?
Right. Well, right from the get-go, as soon as they, you know, we feel calls all the time, every day. So as far as, you know, I'm having symptoms, or maybe they have actually gone and gotten tested and they're positive. You know, for a lot of people, the whole symptom of that loss of taste, right, is so profound, right? So as soon as you go, oh, I can't taste my food, it's almost like that, oh, I got COVID. So, you know, it's kind of one of those unique pieces that doesn't happen that often. So it's kind of one of those things. So as soon as most people are seeing that type of symptom, I'm getting calls immediately. And then I'm giving them the whole rundown. And now most of these people already know of us and know what we do and are already, for the most part, have certain things at home that they can, you know, we can jump right into and, you know, start increasing and, you know, get them on the right track as far as getting their body to be fighting as best as possible. Hands down, my best, we have a lot of successes, but lots and lots of successes. But it's, you know, this tends to be a group of people that are already being highly proactive for their health, highly proactive. So they already understand then the importance of, you know, taking a good multiple vitamin and, you know, making sure that they've done some healthy diets, they exercise, they're water drinkers versus, you know, soda drinkers, you know, so they're already making some of those positive choices. And I'm all about, you know, making you as strong of a host as possible. So, you know, they're already doing those types of things. Then, of course, they want to know what they can do to help their body fight. And then to me, it's then a matter of what their symptoms tend to be. You lose that sense of taste, we are hitting you with zinc, hands down. I kind of point out to people that this COVID, what it does is it literally, like, it's a robber. It just robs you. Like, it takes everything that's in you and just zaps it out. So all your zinc, all your vitamin D, all your vitamin C, all your melatonin, just all these factors, it just like zaps it right out of your body. Now, for a lot of people, they're already fairly low. So this really can hit them very hard because they already are zapped and depleted anyway. Before COVID, I mean, it's a common conversation I'd have most of the time when people walk in my door pre-COVID. I'm like, all I'm trying to do, the well again, get you solid, get you filled with these basic factors of nutrients that your body needs to function. So, you know, it's you know, so the stronger the well, the better. But that's kind of what COVID does. And then I had another person, another way I love what it, how they described it is, it's like when it comes in, it takes, it travels, it does a lap around your body, and it finds your weakest point. So most of us know what our weak points are, right? If your digestive system is your weak point, if your joints are your weak point, you already have cardiovascular issues, that's your weak point. You're diabetic, that's a weak point. You know, so it just kind of goes in and it knows exactly where your weak points are and it just hits them hard. So when and if you are presented with it, that's another thing I tell people, do you do a lap around your body and think about what are those areas of your body you need to pay a little bit more attention to. So let me use myself as an example. I have had a major abdominal surgery. I'm literally cut hip to hip due to a simple procedure years ago that went horribly wrong, nicked artery, massive internal bleeding, blah, blah, blah. So my digestive system, I'm missing part of my immune system for my colon. So when this all started, I immediately started adding on things that I usually do not do to help and keep my digestive system as strong as possible. Most of your immune system sits in your digestive system. So immediately I went, I am going to start colostrum. I'm going to start doing my digestive powder support that is all about keeping inflammation down and keeping my probiotics nice and strong and keeping good enzyme activity. I immediately started addressing my digestive system on a daily basis, every day. And I have been doing that since this all started because I know that that's a weak point for me. So I'm going to respect the fact that this thing is out there. And I know that I am supported and I'm doing things to keep those places strong. So that's where I chose to do that. As another interesting example, we had someone very healthy, like 35-year-old, tested positive. Her only symptom was terrible pain in her legs. And very interesting is the fact that she was an avid athlete. She was at the gym all the time, but they even scanned to see if she had blood clots in her legs. No blood clots. She passed all their testing. Nothing was there. You know, within 48 hours, we had all the pain gone because she made that phone call to us and we knew instantly what she needed to do. And we got that all completely settled down in 48 hours. So, you know, but she is an athlete. She's working very hard. She's constantly exercising. So it was very interesting that to me, that's the place that she saw. She's such an avid exerciser that, you know, for whatever reason, it really hit those legs and muscles for her. So went right to it, took it, got it taken care of and completely settled her down. So
have you had a good response for most everybody that has come to you seeking a pharmaceutical or over-the-counter approach for remedies?
Absolutely. Now, if I can get you prepped beforehand, that's very important to me, you know, keeping your vitamin D, your vitamin C, your zinc really high and, you know, enjoy one of your, whatever your favorite immune booster is that you do enjoy. Absolutely continue to do those things because the stronger you go into anything, the better your outcome always, okay? That's why I prep people before surgeries and joint replacement or whatever. I prep people because if you get prepped, your outcome will be better. Your body's going to be much, you know, ready for it. So I do like that. Either way, if you are presented, I've had people all over the board, you know, come in and go, I want to be prepared. I have people come in and go, I just got diagnosed. What do I need to do? And then I've had people even after the fact. But those people who call, even when they do get diagnosed and they haven't prepped or done anything yet, if they get jumping on things immediately, their outcomes can be very good, very good. And even if we, you know, need to, and even the best hospitals, that are getting the best outcomes are utilizing the natural world in those big three immediately as soon as those people walk in their door. So, and then the best, even from there, the best outcomes are coming in when you're using the right forms of those right nutrients. And I could go on about that too. D3 instead of D2, ascorbate, vitamin C versus ascorbic acid, and, you know, using those right forms, best outcomes. So we know that. We know,
you know,
how important those pieces are.
You know, it all sounds easy, and it certainly makes sense to me to build up your immune system. I've taken vitamins ever since I can remember in life, and as I've gotten older, I look for, and I do what you said. I analyze my body. I listen to it, I really pay attention to what's going on, and will research, you know, what I think may be happening. And I do attribute that to being in good health. I do. I remember you brought up a surgery. I remember, it's almost been about 25 years or more ago, no, 20 or so, since I had a hysterectomy. And while it was the right thing to happen at the time, you know, my body went into shock. And so I had to research what's my body missing now that was happening with all that stuff y'all took out.
Absolutely. We swap one problem for another, right? Yep.
So I did research, and I found out what vitamins, what deficiencies could occur, and I started taking those supplements, and I have ever since. And again, I just attribute it to a sense of well-being. It was more challenging trying to get my hormones to do what they had been doing because I didn't have the hormone factory going anymore. Ultimately, as I believe with your brain and with your immune system, they're trying to figure that out too and help you out.
Yep.
And so,
of course, yes,
I was able to achieve the balance that I needed. I listen to you, and I follow the things that I hear you suggest as far as creating better health and a stronger immune system. And you know, I believe that that's what it's about. And I vitamins are, you know, sometimes they're pricey, but not always. But it's certainly worth the effort of going to a pharmacy like yours or the store to get it if it's going to keep you healthy rather than finding yourself laid out on a hospital bed trying to fight so hard to live, you know.
Yep.
So I don't want people to miss the greater point here is that what we're really wanting people to know and learn from these conversations is, this thing's going around. It may hit you, maybe not, but still there are things going forward that you can grasp from these conversations that will hopefully compel you to get yourself on some vitamins, and they can, you know, we'll tell them how they can go into your website and, you know, contact you, and you provide
contact
information.
Us, yep.
So
I recommend
as
even,
well. And
I recommend people even message us on Facebook if they've got a question or if they're in the throes of something. Facebook Messenger has been a great place for us to kind of field a few calls for people if they're questioning, you know, the right dose or the right product or what they're doing and what their symptoms are, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of people, which at this point, too, we don't want to neglect. There's a lot of people who have gotten this and have come past it, but they can still not feel good. So also realize that world also holds a lot of help for that. I just want you to know. I had a woman who came in, and her situation was she was even hospitalized at one point for it. But to make matters worse, the month before she tested positive for COVID, she had had pneumonia. So she went from pneumonia that wasn't clearing, 2 weeks later, still had the pneumonia, 2 weeks after that, ended up positive for COVID. So by the time she walked in, she had been, you know, probably a good 3 months of having pneumonia and COVID. And so she was still struggling every day. Every day to get out of bed was a struggle. She was so exhausted. So I also describe COVID for a lot of people as, I describe it as adult mono, for lack of a better way to explain it to people.
Yeah,
because
you mentioned
when you see a child who gets mono, they can struggle for 6 months or longer sometimes. Some get over quickly. Others, it takes a long time, and sometimes they almost struggle it for years. There's even a link to chronic fatigue within mono. So there's, you know, it's something that can just start to just, and it's a virus again, it's a virus. So any of these guys are little nasty ones. So it's a matter of utilizing the world, even if you've had it and you're struggling to find that well-being again, that wellness that you want, you know, the natural world still holds place there. And there's tools. We have many, 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 many tools to get you through that. So, and get you feeling better. So, because now at this point, we're talking about a lot of people who have had it, who are now trying to pick up the pieces of it. So, so also realize that there's great opportunities out there at, you know, talking to somebody who knows what are those things that you can do. So, yeah, just wanted to make sure I said that too, because, you know, I know that, you know, this has been going on a while now. So we have a lot of people who have had positive who have come through it, but maybe are not finding that spark like they used to have. And I want that back for everybody. I want that full wellness back. So don't want you to have to struggle with it.
And I'm glad that there are ways that they can do that, that they have easy access to. Now, the vaccine has come on the scene, so I'm going to let you talk for a couple minutes so I don't ask the wrong questions.
Right. This is like, you know, a hot button, you know, and you've got, you know, two sides.
God.
You got the, oh my gosh, everybody's got to get it, and then you got the other side that's going, wait a second. So, you know, I tend to be of the, wait a second, can we talk about this a little bit more, and can we take a look at this a little bit more? So I am hands down when it comes into all this. I want you to be able to choose if this is something you choose to do or not. There's still a little bit that they need to prove to me because of how fast this happened, and research is designed to follow procedures for a reason. And again, even like mentioning, you know, even when we have a surgery and there's a time and a place for things, right? You end up swapping one problem for another problem. And I don't believe in that. That's not my belief process. I don't like that idea. If we're going to do something, we want to make sure we're having, you know, we're not hurting something else in the long run. So again, certain things to kind of prove to me, but either way, what it comes down to is your choice. If you choose to do the vaccine, this is what I tell even every single parent that calls me with questions in regards to all of this too, is you never, ever vaccinate if in any way you are feeling immune compromised, if you feel sick, if you feel like you're coming down with something. I want you strong and healthy before you go in. In fact, if I can, I do this even with kids, is I want a probiotic in that child. I will use colostrum, which is that beautiful first expression of, you know, milk where we have strong immunity for the gut. I want that gut immunity as solid as possible before you go in and have vaccinations happen. And anytime you do, you realize that vaccinations compromise you. So you also want to make sure that you're just being smart about, you know, what you're doing and where you're going. So even if you choose certain things, especially like I tell seniors is if you're going to do the flu shot, I want you to realize that you're going to be compromised for a couple weeks after. So you need to be ready for that. And you might want to just kind of chill a little bit and not decide to go to, you know, any major events and just, you know, try to stay as healthy as possible as the body starts to work through that, that response that we're asking it for when we vaccinate. So that's always one of my biggest factors is if you choose, because choose, I'm a big choice person. If you choose to do the vaccine, then, you know, make sure you're going into it feeling good, not feeling like you're coming down with something, because I want you strong when you go in to let your body fully respond, because I don't want something else happening. Now, because we also know that there's big, strong autoimmune connection, and that's all gut. So that's why I'm digestive health, probiotics, you know, days, you know, a week or two, even before you get that would be awesome. And of course, while, you know, after you get it, I want to make sure you stay on top of digestive health, keep the sugar down, all those kinds of good things. Again, I want to make sure that you're strong through that process and let your body respond. Now, you know, if you choose not to, I think, again, it's your choice. But I also don't think you should bury your head in the sand and neglect yourself, right? So I do believe that if that's your choice, then you need to do what you need to do for your body and stay strong and healthy and keep your body terrain, you know, really, really solid, because, you know, still going to be exposed. Now, with all of go ahead.
I was going to say that, you know, of course, that makes sense to me. I processed all of that probably almost to the letter what you just said for my own self. But that's not the message that's being promoted, and you know that as well. People are not, they feel a tremendous amount of fear and anxiety, and it's almost as if they feel like this is a magic type of shot that is really just going to make them okay and will have them totally resistant to the virus. And you and I both know, like a lot of other people, we don't really have enough information yet. I mean, the trials,
not at all.
The trials did indicate, but still, comparatively to the greater population, those numbers are actually very small. And so I don't know, and if we don't know until, you know, things roll out. I would have thought my, you know, limited understanding, and maybe you can help me, you know, this, we're going on close to a year that this all, and we did shutdowns, we've done masks, we're washing our hands till the skin's about to come off, and all
right.
kinds of things that
burning
the great,
off with
great
hand
majority.
Yeah.
I rarely have gone any place where I saw people unmasked. You know, they managed to find those places, you know, on the news and other things where people have gone without, you know, any caution into events and things. But I have rarely seen any place where there were people who were not wearing masks, and that indicated to me that there is an awareness and a consciousness of people trying to get this thing under control yet. And I said all that to say, even though we are trying to do what we're trying to do, it doesn't seem to have minimized anything. I would think that there would be some areas of indication of some type of impact. And that's just not what I've heard. Now, if I'm wrong, please get me up to speed and up to date.
I absolutely agree, because when you look at some of the areas that shut down the hardest, some of the cities that have done that, their infection rate is some of the highest. So what? Mm-hmm. So why is that? So, you know,
people are
it's a virus. Yes, exactly. And they're not, you know, they're not allowed to work at a lot of places. You know, I mean, I've experienced that with my own family. So, you know, they've been shut down hard in some areas, and yet the cases are very high. And again, this is where I'm like, this is a virus. It is a very small particle size. It is highly contagious, and its classification is not 10% death. Like, you know, that would be a very terrifying virus if we saw numbers like that. So it's smaller in its percentage, but it's very contagious, and to contain a virus such as this is what we thought we were trying to help people do. But that's to me unfortunate, because a lot of it is a false sense of security. Give some people some security, because there's just a much bigger picture when it comes to viruses. So, mm-hmm. You know, I want everybody to be careful, and there's a lot to be said. We know when it's cough and cold season that if you're sick, you know, don't be shaking everybody's hands. I appreciate that. So, you know, but at the same time, you know, it's an airborne virus. It's very, 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 very tiny. To understand and comprehend the difference in size of a virus versus a bacteria. Bacteria is huge compared to a virus when you get, you know, mm-hmm. really down to the nitty gritty of looking at something. So,
and it's all microscopic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Very easy to move through things. So, you know, that's why I wish that we really, you know, there's actually some countries that have actually given each of their population like a to-go, like little, if you feel something here, take this. And they've included some of those natural supplements in it. And I'm like, how wonderful that would have been if we gave everybody a little bolus of vitamin D and some C and some zinc to have around. So that immediately they could respond to something. Oh my gosh, my brain goes all the time about this silver. I think about these things and just wish that, you know, we would have implemented some pieces like that. You know, because
I'm sure we will going forward.
Yeah, forward.
I truly
hope. So, you know, you have to realize that within any, you know, vaccination, and, you know, especially with viruses, they're very, very difficult to even contain and do a super excellent job. There is always breakthrough within viruses. There always is, even within vaccinations of certain viruses. You know, and again, understanding the changes that viruses go through, and they're going to do this on their own. We have no say in the matter. So, you know, we do hope that when they do make their changes, we're going to be covered. We may not. It's hard to say. But, you know, it's always a personal choice, and I want people to really understand that the fear that gets placed in the fact that if you're non-vaccinated for this, you're like a plague, and that's just not true. If you choose to get vaccinated, then technically the way your mind thinks, you should be covered. I still believe that you are not ever 100%, so you still have to be smart and do things that are, you know, going to make sense, so that, because nothing's ever 100% guarantee, never has been. So things always kind of sneak through. So you need to understand that if that person chooses not to, technically the only person that in your mind they should be, you know, fearful of is themselves. It's not you that should be worried about them. So we've kind of like to create that fear. And to me, it's wrong in the understanding of infection. So, you know, I just don't, you know, it's not to me something that, you know, I'm fearful, you know, let's just say that before I would even think of going forward of it, they have a lot to prove to me, a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and all of us.
So yes. So it's, you know, I'm going to myself personally, and, you know, my family kind of more or less, I like the idea of doing the watch and wait. I want to see, you know, I want to see the evolution. I think this is in some ways kind of going to be the experiment right here, you know, as we move forward and we, you know, can kind of see what, you know, how things, you know, move. Only time will tell.
Well, one more question,
sure.
And I'll let you get rolling because you gave me a
sure.
Window of 50 minutes and we're just about
sure.
there.
Oh my God.
I titled this show, you know, on Going, Going, Gone. And I'd like to put a lot of emphasis on gone. And, you know, I pondered it again. You know, my mind is really very small when it comes to what the evolution of this is going to be. I have no clue. I just know that I would like to see it gone or under control.
Gone.
And I kind of thought, you know, I bet you down the road it's going to be kind of like the flu or a cold. And people, why did she call in today? Oh, she's got that COVID flu. You know,
yep.
she's out for about
yep.
a week. And
right.
that's kind of what I'm thinking is really going to happen. Right now it's also new, but we also know that there are various kinds of viruses, colds and flus, and categorically this is one of them. And at some point, I don't know that gone is really the right word, but under control,
how
a greater
to,
understanding.
Right, control. Right, how to live with it and, you know, and yeah, and be stronger with it around beautiful things exist
mm-hmm.
like quercetin and turmerics, and those are all part of the protocols that I use when things are going on. And I mean, you know, the world holds amazing things. I truly believe everything we need to help the human body was put on this earth for us. I truly
right.
believe that.
Right.
And so it's a matter of using those amazing pieces to help you be stronger, make it through if it does happen, and then after the fact, continue to get well. So it holds a lot of things. So if you feel very comfortable in knowing
forward.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to when the conversations, like they are at their height right now, are gone. And
I know.
The concerns at the height that they are right now are gone. And when
mm-hmm.
I say that, I mean that we just are not thrown into this whole whirlwind of what we've been experiencing for the last few months, that we are finally back to a sense of normalcy because we have a much greater understanding of what this whole thing has been and meant and
absolutely.
What's happened with it. I want to thank you for,
right.
again, taking the time to be with me today. And, again, I would like to stay in touch and have you check in with me and just let everybody know what you've learned and what's going on. So I thank you again, and I just am excited
absolutely.
About the expansion that you're having. And just
you.
Bless you with good success going forward and greater things. Wonderful
2021. Thank you. Well, and
so.
And thank you for having me, and thank you for doing programs like this, because I think there's a great need, and people just want to hear. They want to feel something positive about
absolutely.
Where we're going. And so thank you, Silver, so much for having me. Thank you.
All right, my friend. You have a great day, and I'll be back in touch in a few more weeks, and we'll have you back with some more updates.
Absolutely. Anytime. All right. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy
all
your
right.
day.
Thank you.
And
I will.
Thank you all
bye-bye.
For hanging, oh, yeah. hanging out with us today as well. And I hope that you were able to gain some insight, some information that may have helped calm you down a little bit or help you maneuver your way through this entire journey that we're all having to experience. We're going to get through it. I feel confident that we will. And you just got to hang in there and take some of these good tips and put them to use in our own lives. I'm going to look forward to talking to you again in another week or so. So why don't you do me a favor and share the Foxology link with some of your friends on Facebook and let them know that they can find a very special place, front row seat right here with me. In the meantime, you have a great day. Be good, be blessed, and be awesome. And, of course,